talking some puck with our friend Adrian Dater. Now with us at DenverFan.com. You can also follow him throughout the course of the season at his website, ColoradoHockeyNow.com. Normally travels with the team, but not this week. Wait, what's the deal, AD? You don't want to go to D.C., Miami, Tampa? Something tells me if this trip was scheduled in February, you'd go.
Yeah. Mike got some back issues and stuff. It's a little laid up. I need some advice, some stink, maybe, how to treat a back. Might be heading for the surgeon's table, dude.
Yeah, no. Before you do that, go see my friends at Spine One. And I'm serious. Yeah. They literally changed my life. So before you go get surgery, try going them first. So that's my piece of advice for you. And then start squatting. Start squatting.
All right.
It's changed. That's also helped me out a lot. Hey, listen, Nathan McKinnon, obviously returning after missing the first two games. Incredible. I always say when I watch him on ice, it's like watching Tyreek Hill play football for the Kansas City Chiefs. He just seems faster than everybody else. But entering his ninth season, does he have to put a pelt on the wall? Do they have to win a Stanley Cup for this guy to really get the recognition he deserves?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, he's a guy who's accomplished so much. He's come real close to the Hart Trophy a couple of times. Hopefully he'll get that, too. Listen, there's a lot of pressure on him and the Avs this year. Jared Bednar's got a lot of pressure on him. I mean, this team has to find a way to get over the hump, at least get it past the second round. If he wants to be known as an all-time great, he's going to have to win a cup, just like his pal Sidney Crosby, just like Ovechkin finally did it. Absolutely. It's something that eats at him all the time, and he wants it more than anything. And, he may play tonight, too, by the way.
You know, I saw an interview over the summer, and it was old friend Big Z, Nikita Zadorov, was talking about the maniacal nature of Nathan McKinnon and how demanding he is with himself, but also his own teammates. And the reference was made that he's got almost, remember, this was going on at the time of The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, and that there's a Michael Jordan type quality to Nathan McKinnon in terms of how much he drives himself and his teammates. Is this something you've witnessed over the years?
Yes, I have. And he's tough with media too. He's very intense. You don't want to be around him after a loss, that's for sure. He does things like, you know, stomp around and slams his foot locker door and things like that. He's super intense. And, he does bark at teammates at times. He does chide them at times about their diet, stuff like that. But, some of that was a little overblown, I think, by Big Z. He's not out there, hunting fields for wheat germ or anything like that. And siding off wheat germ or something and putting it on his, he goes to, In-N-Out Burger or something sometimes after a game. You know, it's not a complete maniacal thing, but he did change his body completely. If you look at him in the early days of the Avs, he had a lot more body fat than he does now. He has no body fat at all now. He's got ripped abs. He's got the whole thing, you know. So he really did change his body with diet. And it's definitely improved his game as well. He's just so much faster. He was fast to begin with. He's lightning fast now.
Yeah, that's he's a lot like me. Just changed my body, ripped abs. It's you should see me.
Forget about a six pack.
I don't go to In-N-Out. I go to Soda Burgers though. So Soda Burgers is my haunt of
Soda Burgers.
Yeah. Hey man, Darcy Kuemper. You know, we've talked a lot about goaltending here the last couple of years. Last line of defense. We've talked about Grubauer and can you kind of load a team on your back, especially come playoff time? I know it's early returns and there's not a lot out there right now, only two games, but, Darcy Kuemper, what's your overall takeaway on him being between the pipes for this Avs team and what kind of chance he gives them?
Well, he did have a pretty mediocre game the other night against the Blues. I mean, that was a game where you needed goalie to steal you 2 points and he couldn't get it done, with a shorthand lineup though. But that the reverse is true too. I mean, if you have a bad lineup in front of you, no bunch of AHLers, it just makes it that much tougher. I think Caps is going to be fine. He's given up six goals, so, you know, three a game, you want to cut that down some. But I thought he was good on opening night, and he's going to be a good goalie. I think he's still learning the team, too. You need to learn your defense in front of you. You need to communicate and get used to them. I think that's taking some time here still. But I do think he's going to be really good, especially when this full lineup, if they ever do have a full lineup, that is, assuming it does, comes back, I think he'll be fine.
Last question for you. I'm visiting with Adrian Dater, DenverFan.com, ColoradoHockeyNow.com, talking to the Mavs. They're playing the Caps tonight. Alex Ovechkin just passed Marcel Dion to move into fifth place all time among the top goal scorers in history. I would argue, because of the way the game is played, for most of Ovechkin's career, compared to the guys that played in a much more open, freewheeling NHL, that while Gretzky, Howe, Jager, Hull are all ahead of Ovechkin, I would argue Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer of all time. Would you agree with me, or tell me why I'm wrong?
I think I might agree with you. I still think the great one was he's the great one. I think Wayne Gretzky was best at everything offensively. So I still think I might go with Gretzky. It was a different era then, though. The goaltending wasn't as good. People think, you know, hockey was a blood sport back then. It really wasn't. If you watch tapes from the old days, they didn't hit nearly as hard. There were a lot more fights, but they were sort of staged fights. I believe that Ovechkin is, you know, absolutely maybe the greatest goal scorer of all. I mean, and I think he's going to break Gretzky's record. I mean, he looks old, right, with the white hair, but he doesn't play old. He's still scoring 40 a year. He only needs to do that like five more years, and he'll break it. I think he's going to do it. The game is, you know, such today that, you know, it's fast, but he can still wire that one-timer from the left side on the power play, get a lot of cheap and easy goals that way. He's still quick. What an accomplishment. It's a good thing, too, though, that he did not play in, like, the Peter Forsberg era where he got mugged every single night. You know, people generally leave him alone. And he's tough, too. He gets back. But, yeah, I think it's an amazing accomplishment what he's doing. And tonight is game number 1,200 for him.
All right, Adrian, thank you so much. Look forward to talking hockey with you throughout the course of the season.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks.
Adrian Dater from DenverFan.com. And check out his website. Great, great in-depth coverage of the Avs home and away at ColoradoHockeyNow.com. Something I highly encourage people to sign up and subscribe to. Four down territory. Vic Fangio throwing his players under the bus or taking responsibility. You'll hear that next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.